This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be taking over. And I know he's got a lot to say about Prince Charles declaring war on the planet, on all our freedoms, and on carbon-based life forms. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News coming up here in a few minutes. I'm Alex Jones. And then the war room today, I know, because I know Owen. I know his producers are right there. They're grabbing all the clips. It turns out this was just a bloodbath this morning with the figuratively, politically, before they say I meant that as a violent term. It had provisos everywhere. The head of the CDC, Walensky, all of them, won't say how many CDC employees are vaccinated. Word is it's over half aren't, because they're not stupid. Just like most of the Pfizer people won't take it. And it was just, Fauci was totally destroyed by Rand Paul, all of it totally insane. We're going to be playing those clips during the war room today. And so look for that. And I got so much I want to cover. I'm going to talk to Owen and see when I can pop in on the show as well. And then just, we're going to be 7 days a week here. I'm planning soon to start doing shows basically twice a day. This is just too much breaking. I'm not going to sit on the sidelines during history here. My children have no future if I don't do this. So here is the evil CDC head. She's the one saying, she said on the TV 2 days ago, that no one has gotten sick from the shots. They're totally safe, and they're 96% effective. That's like an old year-old lie. And then you've got Fauci still saying 99% of those that died didn't have the vaccine. That's totally made up. We've got the British Medical Journal and all of them saying 76% of those dying have had the shot of COVID. And there's a new study out. Pfizer confirms COVID vaccine can shed and cause all sorts of illnesses, including neurological. I mean, it's insane. So here's Walensky just hours ago in the Senate hearing.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
We're actively encouraging vaccination in all of our employees and doing a lot of education and outreach in order to get our agency fully vaccinated.
And the percent?
I don't have that for you today.
Well, there you go. Now, Paul Joseph Watson's written like 5 articles a day, and he's done a great job, and he's gotten prepared for this hour he's about to host, and I'm not mad at him, and I'm not mad at my crew. But, I came in here this morning freaking out over a stack of UN documents where they're announcing that they're now redefined. In fact, here's the real story. The UN has redefined informed medical consent in the Nuremberg Code to... We're allowed to keep your kids in the school, and you can't come in there. We're having a vaccine fair where we brainwash them and trick them into giving their consent. Well, that's no consent at all. Children belong to their parents till they're 17, 18 years old. They don't have consent. So they can't buy liquor or cigarettes or have sex because they can be fooled or tricked into it by scumbags like this pedophile-run government. But this story, and then it's starting. My phone has rung off the hook all over the United States. They're telling parents they're going to do this. And that if they don't come and stop them or pull them out of school on those days, and some of these things run for 2 weeks, that it's implied consent. Here it is, page 3. So the UN has announced a plan for forced inoculations of children. Do you understand how big that is? And Paul today already wrote 5 articles. He had to get ready. He couldn't do it. I'm asking, I don't care. Gateway Pundit, the CNN, I called Tucker today. I said, will you please report on this? I'm calling Joe Rogan after the show. I mean, I don't give a rat's ass who breaks this or talks about it, but I don't want to sit here in an echo chamber to 2 million viewers that tune in on average each show. Well, you're awesome. You're the best people on the planet. But if you don't take this information and get it out, the dog don't hunt. I don't care about how big my show is. I care about defeating the globalists. That's why I got Ben Swan on promoting his platform, and why I promote Gab and every other and Rumble and every other damn thing out there. Because we're in a frickin' war here. And they're trying to shut us all down. So again, I really appreciate you all for the hard work you do and everything you do. And I get it. Paul already wrote 5 articles today. His brother Steve wrote 4 or 5. I'm going to go and I'm going to get an article written myself. Because we got to get a story out about the United Nations changing the definition of informed consent to forcibly inoculate children without parental consent. And now it's actually being announced at the state level. In places like Hawaii and North Carolina. I mean, holy Toledo. So, please take the archive of this show, cut up clips out of whatever, get it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, YouTube, whatever you do, sit your neighbors down and make them watch the show or find an article about it. Just warn them. It's on the damn UN website. God Almighty. Let's just stop. Thank God Ron Paul came out and said, this is about a world ID. That's what it is about. All right, Paul Joseph Watson takes over in 60 seconds.
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder, and then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. And again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Summit.news studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, it is the Summit News Hour, and the news only gets more and more relentless. The global drive for vaccine mandates shows no sign of stopping, shows every sign of intensifying, from Italy to Germany, United States to the United Kingdom, with them now still to this day. And I've been talking about this for 2-3 weeks now. Trying to reintroduce mask mandates, trying to reintroduce the idea of vaccine passports in England by claiming that COVID case numbers keep on rising. They've been doing it for the past 2 weeks, even as the COVID cases go down. COVID cases go up, we need more mask mandates, more vaccine passport rules and laws. COVID cases go down, we need more mask mandates, more vaccine passports, more rules. It's the same argument over and over again, whatever the COVID case numbers do. And in regard to the official figures that are being put out by national governments across the continent of Europe, we have a very, very revealing article here. This has got no traction whatsoever amidst the barrage of relentless crap that we've been fed today about Biden's new beefed up on steroids vaccine mandate, where now they're saying they're literally going to punish people who are unvaccinated by forcing them to muzzle themselves with face diapers indoors on the job 24/7. We've told you all along that the face masks were nothing to do with public health. We even had experts within the UK government come out and admit that they are completely useless because the virus is 1,000 times smaller than the holes in the mask. Doesn't matter about facts, it's about emotional blackmail propaganda, unethical, totalitarian methods of social re-engineering. We have that going on, and we have the official case numbers, COVID case numbers across Europe once again being put in doubt. Before we even get to the vaccines, and boy, are we going to get to the vaccines today. But we're going to start with this. Italian Institute of Health drastically reduces its official COVID death toll number. I've talked about it many times in the UK, where we had a Freedom of Information Act request where somebody wrote to the government, and it's still on the official government website, or it was the last time I checked, where they asked, what is the official death toll of people who have only died of COVID, who were directly, solely killed by COVID, who weren't 85 years old with five other comorbidities, and who were going to die anyway? Somebody asked that question last summer. And the government, they have to respond. It's an official Freedom of Information Act request. They came back and said the actual number of people who have died from COVID alone is 1/10 the official number that they tell the media, 1/10 the official number that they trot out to terrify the public into mass compliance, into submitting to mask mandates, vaccines, and vaccine passports. Well, now we have a similar situation in Italy. Again, this is the official Italian Institute of Health
drastically reduces its official COVID death toll number. This came out of newspaper, Italian newspaper Il Tempo. They drastically reduced the country's official COVID death toll number by over 97% after changing the definition of a fatality to someone who died from COVID exclusively rather than COVID generally when they had five other comorbidities. Il Tempo reports the Institute has revised downward the number of people who have died from COVID rather than with COVID from, get this, 130,000, that's the official Italian COVID death toll, to under 4,000. So it's literally that big of a margin between the myth and the reality in Italy. Toby Young writes, yes, you read that right. Turns out 97.1% of deaths hitherto attributed to COVID were not due directly to COVID. And bear in mind, in the UK, in Italy, in all these countries, they test everyone who goes into hospital for COVID, and then in numerous cases, they list the official death as COVID, whether it was COVID or not. You could go in with brain cancer, you could go in after having a stroke, a heart attack. If you die with COVID, that's a COVID death. That's how they bump up the numbers. And again, of the 130,468 deaths registered as official COVID deaths since the start of the pandemic in Italy, only 3,783 are directly attributable to the virus alone. Young writes, quote, all the other Italians who lost their lives had from between one and five pre-existing diseases. Of those aged over 67 who died, 7% had more than three comorbidities and 18% at least two. The Institute's new definition of COVID death, which if this was introduced in major Western countries across the world, would drastically reduce the official COVID deaths by 90% plus, and will completely reframe our understanding of how deadly this virus actually is, means that COVID has killed fewer people in Italy than the average bout of seasonal flu, if you just count the numbers who died with COVID alone that were directly killed by COVID. This should be a global headline of monumental proportions, and it's a page 17 story in a relatively obscure Italian newspaper. If a similar change were made by other national governments, as I said, the official COVID death toll will be cut by a margin of greater than 90%. Don't expect many others to follow suit, though, given that governments have invested so much of their authority in hyping the threat posed by the virus. Again, we've talked about it many times before. And again, this came out in two Telegraph articles, one book published by the author of those articles, Laura Dodsworth. The UK government admits it worked with behavioural psychologists to weaponise propaganda to, quote, exaggerate the threat of COVID via unethical and totalitarian methods of propaganda in order to terrify the public into mass compliance. And it worked. We had a survey last August, which again, nobody talks about ever, conducted after the first lockdown, which found that the average Brit thought 100 times more people had died from COVID than the official death toll. And bear in mind, that's the official death toll of people who died with five comorbidities who were 75, 80 years old. The actual death toll is 10 times fewer than that. So they actually thought 1,000 times more people had died from COVID than was actually the case, because they had been so successfully socially re-engineered and brainwashed by this propaganda. Now we come to understand that the official killed by COVID and not with COVID figure is less than one-tenth what is officially reported as the total COVID death toll, and that remains the case across the entire continent of Europe. Doesn't matter, though, because the local reports Italy ready to consider mandatory COVID jabs as campaign slows. As Italy's vaccination campaign slows down and COVID cases rise, the government has reignited the debate on whether to make vaccines mandatory in order to meet immunisation targets. Bear in mind, in Italy, they've already said, oh, the vaccine's not mandatory, but if you try to go to work without having had the vaccine, you won't get paid. You won't get fired. You just won't get paid for doing your job. You won't be able to put food on the table. You'll go bankrupt. But you won't get fired, and that means it's not mandatory. They're doing that for legal reasons, of course. So even though now the official COVID death toll in Italy is 10 times less than it officially was before, they're still saying they're going to mandate the vaccine. And that's very much the situation also in Germany. The Daily Skeptic reports Angela Merkel calls for the unvaccinated to be banned from public places, bearing in mind that 33%, a third of the German population, remains unvaccinated. They've been banned from restaurants, from bars, from cafes, from concert venues, from football stadiums. And now, of course, as we reported last week, they're being banned from the Berlin Christmas markets, where you have to provide a vaccine passport ID to enter the Christmas market, despite the fact that it's outside. Well, now, to avoid a tough winter and stem a rising COVID cases, the outgoing German Chancellor is keen to activate the country's 3G rule, which basically means vaccine passports, mandatory masks. And if you're part of that 33% of the German population which has refused the vaccine, you're not getting into anything. You are banned from living a basic, normal human lifestyle. We're going to come back and talk about what's happening with COVID cases in the UK. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We continue to see the drumbeat for another lockdown in the UK being rolled out by the media. Sky News reporting, quote, we've got a clip here which is going to play in a second, with the UK's coronavirus epidemic escalating by the day. It's not escalating by the day. It's been going down for the past 2 weeks. It's no longer a case of if Plan B will be triggered, but when, say experts. Well, those experts obviously aren't looking at the frigging numbers. Economic Secretary to the Treasury, John Glenn, however, declined to give exact dates for when restrictions may return. So they're just openly saying that they're going to return, despite the fact that the numbers day by day prove them wrong time and time again. We've talked about it many times before. The same people trotting out these demands for more restrictions have been proven wrong time and time again, yet they're still being platformed by the mainstream media to say the exact same thing. Let's go to this clip from Sky News and I'll come back and talk about it. Here's the clip.
What point do hospitalizations or the mortality rate get insufferable, so much so that we move to Plan B? When does that happen?
Well, the data points vary across the country, and the committees of government ministers that meet to discuss it take advice from public health experts and the wider health community as to what is the best way forward. But there are a number of things to consider with respect to how we move forward, and those matters are under review constantly.
Would it not be better then to be absolutely crystal clear with the public and explain to them at what point they should expect, and there is an expectation building now, that Plan B will come, it's just when it comes, that they would have a clear idea as to when they should expect these further measures to be reintroduced?
Well, as I said, the imperative for the government at the moment is to get this booster rollout accelerated so we can be in a position where as many people are in the best place possible. We look at these things across a number of data points, and we will make decisions in due course, as we have done throughout this crisis.
So again, there you see it. They're talking about the expectation, the inevitability of these restrictions being brought back into place. While the COVID case numbers have been going down for the past 2 weeks, again, the last time COVID cases were the highest after the last January spike were 2 days before the so-called Freedom Day, when mask mandates were in place and had been in place for the past 10 months. That's the last time we had the highest case number this year after the January lockdown. So they're saying these restrictions are going to be brought back. Everyone believes they will be. It's inevitable. Sky News reporting this, by the way. Then today, the same news organization reports this, COVID-19. UK reports another 37,269 coronavirus cases, 214 deaths. Says it compares with 41,299 COVID-19 cases and 217 deaths within 28 days of a positive test reported on Wednesday, and 39,842 and 165 this time last week. So compared to a week ago, compared to a day ago, the COVID cases have gone down. It goes on to report over the last 7 days there's been a 20% decrease on the previous week in COVID cases. So this same news organization is telling us COVID cases have decreased 20% in the last week, while out of the other side of its mouth it's saying, oh, COVID cases just keep increasing. The pandemic's getting worse. We need more restrictions. Your own news organization is reporting the figures from the official government dashboard that the cases are going down, And you are telling the public that they're going up. They're not going up. I've been talking about this for the past 2-3 weeks. And in fact, Andrew Lillicoe writes an article for The Telegraph in which he lays all this out. Headline is, why won't the broadcast media accept that COVID cases are going down? Says on COVID, the good news just keeps coming. Relative to 7 days before, official cases have fallen for 11 straight days, and the seven-day average is now down about 18% from its peak. Cases in kids started falling at about October 18th, a full week before half-term started. So, of course, you had the mass testing with the kids going back to school in September, with the university students going back to university at the end of September. That created all these positives. Again, the vast, vast majority of those kids and students, symptomless, not getting ill, not going into hospital, but the fall had actually begun before that, proving again that the fall, the rise in cases, has nothing whatsoever to do with restrictions. But the media will not tell you that. He goes on to say a new treatment has been approved, a drug in the UK, and that SAGE modelers now expect cases and hospitalizations to fall this winter. But we've been told that they're going to exponentially increase, and that's why we need new restrictions. While their own models say they're going to go down, and while the day-to-day and week-on-week numbers continue to go down. He goes on to say, indeed, in some of their models, cases fall as low as 5,000 per day. Those who even just a couple of weeks ago were demanding an immediate shift to Plan B, which is the reintroduction of mask mandates and lockdown measures, have been proven demonstrably wrong. And yet it's the same people that they trot out time and time again. He continues to say, yeah, if you watch the main television channels, you would have had precisely the opposite impression. Yesterday, CNN released an interview with the Prime Minister in which he was challenged on why Plan B had not been implemented, given that as CNN's chief international anchor, Christiane Amanpour, tweeted, case numbers are spiking. They're not spiking, they're going down. They've been going down for the past 2-3 weeks. Then he talks about the same narrative being pushed by the BBC. And he says, I find this incomprehensible. Early on in the epidemic, when data was difficult to come by, or even when it was more abundant, but non-specialist journalists had not yet learned to find it, one could have understood, but it's been 20 months. Every serious broadcaster must know how to obtain timely data. When the data contradicts their narrative, they just ignore the data. The cases are going down, yet the propaganda for another lockdown and more restrictions has intensified. It's completely divorced from reality. Meanwhile, sticking with the UK, people in UK who post, quote, false information about vaccines could be jailed for 2 years. Now, this was buried beneath the fold because the narrative surrounding this story, which is about the online safety bill, said that people could be jailed, so-called trolls, for 2 years for dogpiling people on Twitter, for ratioing people on Twitter. But the true kernel of absolute tyranny was buried in the news headlines. And that is that the law would create a, quote, knowingly false communication offense, which, according to the Times, will criminalize those who send or post a message they know to be false with the intention to cause emotional, psychological, or physical harm. Now, the government itself provided an example of that, which would be, quote, anti-vaxxers spreading false information that they know to be untrue. Now, it was false information in the eyes of the media and the government about 6-8 months ago that the vaccines don't provide protection from either catching or transmitting coronavirus, and now they have to admit that. At one point, that was fake news. That was, quote, false information. So under this law, if it had been introduced 8-9 months ago, people would have been put in prison for posting things which subsequently turned out to be true about the vaccines. Absolutely chilling. They're using hate speech laws. They're using this drumbeat about panics over harassment to jail people for posting about.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday comes early super blowout sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, It's even better than the last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the technocrats have arrived in Glasgow, not Edinburgh, as CNN falsely reported. No fact check on that. For the COP26 climate change fear-mongering extravaganza, you have Jeff Bezos there, who's been ferrying himself in a private helicopter between Bill Gates has rented super yacht and his private island there. You have Prince Charles, member of the royal family, who, of course, their combined carbon footprint over the past 5 years totals to the equivalent of traveling to the moon and back. But he's going to lecture you about having, about not being able to have a hot bath because that apparently kills the planet. You have Boris Johnson traveling back to London on a private jet from Glasgow to attend a dinner party. Here's Nigel Farage talking about the true agenda behind this push for a green economy, how it's going to be a total disaster, mainly for the poor, by the way, and in general for the middle class also, as they deindustrialize, lower our living standards while they continue to live in opulent luxury. Here's Nigel Farage.
Just in the nick of time, because of course COP26 in Glasgow in Scotland starts in a few days' time. At least 25,000 delegates flying to Glasgow for this big event. 120 world leaders expected to be there. And now Scott Morrison will be feted by Boris Johnson. Prince Charles will give him the most enormous hug. Sir David Attenborough will praise him to the rafters because Scott Morrison has decided that Australia should become a lot poorer, that Australia should close down many of its most important businesses, and that there'll be a really big transfer of money from the poor to the rich in Australia. Well done, Scott Morrison. Everybody should be thrilled.
Now, the British PM also is sort of trying to say, oh, it's touch and go, whether we'll get the right thing out of this and all the rest of it. Now, of course, China's not there, Russia's not there. I mean, we all know all of the, you know, the big asterisks that come with all of this. But everyone's already coming with stated goals. No one's making their mind up in the room. You know that anyone in the room is going to agree to the headline 30 years away.
Yes, I mean, they'll come to an agreement and they'll say, because of what we've done, we guarantee that the temperature won't rise by more than 1.5 degrees. I mean, whether God's involved with this as well or not, I'm not sure, but I guess he must be. I mean, look, it is utterly ridiculous that they can say precisely that what we do will affect temperatures, you know, negatively or positively. Look, we all want a better, cleaner, greener world, period. Of course we want that to be the case. But I just feel that the current level of alarmism, the current tax structures that are being put upon people, as I said already, the transference of money from ordinary people to rich globalist businesses that is going on in the name of all of this, and China, who produce 28% of global CO2 and are building 100 coal-fired power stations this year, won't be there, and nor will one of the world's biggest producers of natural gas in the shape of Russia. So, frankly, you know, unless China, India and Russia do something, we are, with our populations, with what we produce, we are frankly whistling in the wind.
Just hearing the bill coming for you, mate, you're not allowed to speak truths, you remember? You know, they'll shut you down, they'll cancel you. All right, now let's talk about Qatar and 2022. Now, we all know the types of things that get you cancelled from a job in the media that make you unpalatable as a political citizen, but Qatar, of course, is hosting the Olympic Games, World Cup in 2022. Now, I say that the decent countries of the world should be boycotting because 4,000 workers have died building the very stadium that people will be going into. The exploitation of workers from Nepal. I banged on about it for a long time and no one seems to care. But they are now starting to buy off global ambassadors. David Beckham gets his pound of flesh to back in this incredible event run by a country where not exactly would pass the Twitter test when it comes to homosexuality.
No, well, because the English Premier League is very much the dominant football league in the world. It's watched, I mean, globally by hundreds of millions of people, and it's been a resounding success, and I'm delighted with that. However, over the course of the last few years, it's become very political. So this summer, we've seen footballers wearing rainbow laces. We've had the England team taking the knee. All of these things are going on. And some of us have warned, you know, just go and play football, England. Don't get involved in politics or it comes back to bite you on the behind. Just 10 days ago, a big Saudi Arabian company, back with the state, have bought Newcastle United. And as you well know, in Saudi Arabia, minority rights aren't too strong. And now the biggest hypocrisy of all is that David Beckham, who has aligned himself with LGBTQ plus rights and called himself a feminist and done all these things, is happy to take the Qatar shilling to help promote the World Cup in a country where, well, you're quite right, I mean, you know, for gay people, life is very difficult to even continue, and women have virtually no rights at all. And I think, for me, the moral of the story is when you're playing sport, whether it's cricket or rugby or Aussie rules or football or whatever it is, I think sports people should get out of political gestures, not engage at all. But given the Premier League's stance on the Black Lives Matter movement and everything else, how on earth they can endorse sending an England team to Qatar, I simply don't know.
But again, the smallest of things that result in weeks and weeks and weeks of controversy that you'll talk about on GB News, we'll talk about here, you know, all the sort of, you know, the woke, you know, the woke stand that we all have to deal with all the time, yet this will just sail through. There'll be no calls to go after the sponsors of the FIFA World Cup. There'll be no calls to ban this, that and the other, because understandably, as we saw with the Euros, what it's like for a country to get close to a final, let alone in a final, is this wonderful unifying thing, which is why these events shouldn't go to these countries.
No, listen, I absolutely agree with you, but they are going to go, and as you say, a criticism from the very same people that would like you and I cancelled, criticism of going to Qatar, there will be none. It is the classical rank hypocrisy of the globalist elites, I'm afraid, and it's not about to change anytime soon.
They have it, and on the subject of the rank hypocrisy of the global elites, we have this headline out of The Independent, again in relation to COP26. Royal family flew enough air miles to get them to the moon and back in the last 5 years. The royal family has collectively flown 545,161 air miles over the last 5 years, enough to get them to the moon and back and then complete three loops of the Earth's equator. But then again, Prince Charles says that you can't take a hot bath. He literally came out about 10 years ago. I'm not like, this isn't the Babylon Bee, and said that families should reconsider taking hot baths. Prince Charles himself has flown the most out of any member of the royal family. 25 trips, again, in the past 5 years, covering 120,000 air miles at a cost of over $2.4 million, and he's the one, as of 2 days ago, lecturing us about our carbon footprint at the COP26 climate change panic extravaganza. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports Boris took private jet from climate summit to London for dinner at private members club. Prime Minister Boris Johnson took a private jet from Glasgow to London for a reunion dinner with his former Telegraph colleagues and exclusive private members club, according to reports. Bearing in mind the very same day he'd been lecturing everyone about the need to get to net zero carbon emissions, it was literally that important to him to go for a piss up with his mates in London that he took a private jet from Glasgow to London to do that. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, BBC reports climate change, Facebook fails to flag denial. The Centre for Countering Digital Hate is now fear-mongering about Facebook not censoring enough anti-opinion when it comes to man-made global warming. This is a group that is set up to counter hate speech, harassment online. So they're literally trying to recategorize, redefine criticism of technocrats engaging in rank global warming hypocrisy and putting that in the same bracket as hate speech. Again, absolutely insane.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So Jeff Bezos has been fannying around, flying between Bill Gates' private yacht and his private beach club island last weekend. You have Prince Charles, the royal family, who have flown on private jets, air miles, equivalent to going to the moon and back. You have Boris Johnson again telling you that you need to reduce your carbon footprint while taking a private jet from the COP26 conference itself to go and meet his friends in London for a piss-up, and then apparently he's going to go and fly back to the COP26 conference in Glasgow and tell you that you need to reduce your carbon footprint. And then you have the menu at the actual conference itself. We've reported many times these global elitists, these technocrats, The Economist specifically, I remember an article a couple of years ago saying that, yes, it's inevitable that you will have to eat the bugs to save the planet, that you will have to drastically reduce your consumption of red meat, which, by the way, is what happened in communist China right up until the 80s, where even eating meat was seen as a delicacy that you would maybe enjoy in terms of red meat, beef, maybe 3-4 times a year on special occasions. They're telling you you're going to need to follow the same model. Meanwhile, if we actually take a look at the menu available to the technocrats attending the Climate Change Alarmism Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, let's just say there are no bugs on the menu, and we have a video in that regard right now. Let's go to it. Here's the clip. Climate change technocrats keep telling us that we're going to have to eat bugs to save the planet. You know who won't be eating bugs? Climate change technocrats. The menu for globalists attending the COP26 environmental panic fest in Glasgow has been revealed. And suffice to say, it's not very environmentally friendly. Campaigners say it beggars belief that nearly 60% of the menu is animal-based, with burgers, venison, beef, ramen and haggis all featuring, despite their high carbon footprint. According to the WWF, we need to get the carbon footprint of food down below 0.5 kilograms CO2 per meal to reach the goals defined in the Paris Agreement, reads a statement on each page of the online menu. And you know what doesn't do that? This menu. The haggis, meeps and tatties option used 3.4 kilograms of carbon to produce, according to the conference's owning rating system. Double the carbon footprint of the average UK meal of 1.7 kilograms and nearly seven times higher than the 0.5 kilograms target. Critics said it was like serving cigarettes at a lung cancer conference. But far from being a shock, this is all tiresomely predictable. After arriving at the conference in a fleet of 400, count them, 400 private jets, do you really think that these climate con artists would give a damn about a beef burger? Just like the mask mandates, they're demanding you alter your lifestyle while they continue to do as they please. Sky News is normalizing the idea of you eating bugs to reduce your carbon footprint. They're also sponsoring the conference while amplifying its propaganda by falsely describing it as news. But you know who won't be reducing her carbon footprint? The CEO of Sky, Dana Strong, who regularly commutes by private jet from her home 3,500 miles away in the United States. These technocrats want credit cards that block your purchases if you exceed your carbon emissions limit, but they'll continue to gorge their fat faces on the best prime fillet steak. Well, if they get their way, your menu will consist of a choice between mealworms and dried grasshoppers. Now, bear in mind that these globalists arriving at COP26, you may think that just for once, just for optics sake, they could take one commercial flight when they're literally going to attend a conference at which they're going to spend 2 weeks lecturing the general public about how they need to change their habits, their lifestyle, reduce their carbon emissions, how the poor need to buy these expensive green boilers that cost $7,000-$8,000, which nobody could afford. You would think just for optics sake, they would take one commercial flight and not fly private jet. No. 400 private jets landed in the airports in Scotland in preparation for this concert. 400 private jets. But you have to eat the grasshoppers and you can't take hot baths. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, I talked about it earlier. The UK is trying to pass a law which the government says would put people in prison for posting, quote, false information about vaccines on the internet. Well, maybe such information would be inclusive of stories like this. 24-year-old hockey player dies after suffering cardiac arrest during game. Many such cases over the past few months. This is a Slovak hockey player, Boris Sadecki, who tragically died after collapsing on the ice during a match on Friday. He suffered a cardiac arrest. He was in intensive care in hospital for a few days, but unfortunately died in hospital. His family told people not to release any more information about his medical situation. One respondent to this article commented, "Sudden deaths of athletic 24-year-olds is perfectly normal, at least now." Of course, we had Sergio Aguero, the Barcelona football player, a few days ago, who withdrew from a recent game after complaining of dizziness and chest pain after promoting the vaccine laboriously to children, by the way. 28-year-old Icelandic midfielder Emil Pálsson was also airlifted to hospital after he collapsed on the pitch after just 12 minutes of a game in Norway. Denmark footballer Christian Eriksen collapsed, suffered a cardiac arrest while playing for Denmark at Euro 2020. Of course, 28-year-old bodybuilder Jake Kaczmarek also died unexpectedly 4 days after taking the jab. And that's just a small selection of healthy, fit people in their 20s or early 30s, athletes at the prime peak physical condition, strangely collapsing with cardiac incidents within minutes of sporting events. Interesting, very interesting. Meanwhile, Archbishop Vigano writes a stunning letter on vaccine program. Don't have time to get into it all, but much of the bulk of the letter is republished on summit.news. He asserted that vaccines normally go through years of rigorous testing, and that the lack of such a process in the case of COVID-19 jabs represents public health authorities conducting experimentation on the entire world population. Not going to hear the Pope talking about that. He says that vaccines are basically godly, despite the fact that in Italy they've imposed the vaccine passport not only for the citizens of Italy, but within Vatican itself. And the vaccine passport literally tracks your location wherever you go. Some may call that the mark of the beast, and the fact that Pope Francis is promoting it and saying it's godly tells you pretty much all you need to know about Pope Francis. Meanwhile, double-vaxxed LA mayor tests positive for COVID. Of course, a few days ago we had Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, double-masked, double-vaccinated, COVID positive. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has tested positive while visiting the COP26 climate change summit in Glasgow. Now he will be forced to self-isolate in his hotel room. And in this article, I get into yet another little reported issue, which is the fact that COVID-19 vaccines don't prevent fully vaccinated people from catching or transmitting the virus, but the CDC changed its definition of vaccination back on September 1st to try and offset people pointing that fact out. Up until that date, the CDC described vaccination as, quote, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Now, of course, we know the COVID vaccines don't do that. People are catching the virus, people dying from the virus despite being double vaccinated. So they changed it on September 1st to, quote, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. So they've removed the word immunity from the definition of a vaccine, which before September 1st, 2021, according to the CDC, was the definition of a vaccine. Of course, the media has relentlessly tried to claim that natural immunity is basically bunk at this point, that it's worthless, even some outlets claiming that natural immunity doesn't exist at all. And yet we have numerous studies, including one in Israel, which showed that natural immunity was 27 times more effective than the Pfizer vaccine. But apparently now natural immunity doesn't exist. More than half of unvaccinated Americans say nothing will change their mind. This was a poll, by the way, which was released in April 2021, or at least it was conducted in April 2021. The results have just been released before the Delta surge and before the announcement of the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. They found that 21% of respondents back in April said they did not want to get the vaccine. 6 months later, we find that 20% of U.S. adults remain unvaccinated. So that has only shifted 1% in the past 6 months. People saying, I'm not going to get vaccinated. Only 1% of those people have changed their minds. And now this poll finds that 53% of unvaccinated Americans say that nothing whatsoever will change their minds. The number could be higher, you could say, given that in Germany, as we previously highlighted, 90% of Germans who haven't taken the COVID-19 vaccine say they won't get it. They're not going to be convinced by anything, and that is the good news. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Breaking news at summit.news coming up. War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it locked in.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.